This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:22, Total Information AM Sunday. Joining us now, as always at this time, Hancock and Kelly to talk some politics. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, boys.
All right, so let's start with, I don't know, let's just pick a random topic that could be discussed here because there are about 7,000 of them. Gulf of America, the research paper. It's a document that came out from the Trump administration that says, quote, "The Gulf is also home to vibrant American fisheries, teeming with snapper, shrimp, grouper, some crab, and other species." So this is sounding like a sixth grade paper written by the President of the United States describing this. John, I'm curious your thoughts on him renaming the Gulf.
Of everything that's happening in the country and in the world, this is pretty insignificant.
I realize that.
But, you know, I guess the bigger issue is, you know, imagine President Newsom renaming the Mississippi River the Barack Obama River. That probably wouldn't go over so well with a lot of Americans, and I imagine this doesn't go over so well with the Mexicans. But in the panoply of things to worry about, this isn't anywhere near the top of the list.
But does it speak to something, Michael?
Yeah, look at this shiny object over here while I blow up everything and destruct all the norms. And that's what's going on. I mean, and he's got the tech guys playing along. We're all distracted. We're giving it a couple of minutes here this morning. But it's definitely by design, you know. Still no doing away with tips, still no bringing down the cost of groceries, still no longer bringing people home from wars, in fact, wanting to put us into more. So focus on this big body of water and let's have a conversation.
Well, the Trump administration is doing some things that I think a lot of people do appreciate. Government efficiency is one of them. We get really tired of the huge spending by government and the laxness of it. And also the other thing that he is doing is kind of bringing us to attention with some of his thoughts. You know, politicians say the same garbage over and over again, and that gets tiresome too. So, John, any value that you're seeing so far in what the Trump administration has done?
Well, I think, you know, it is inarguable that government wastes a lot of money. And my granddaughter is FaceTiming me. Sorry about this. Government wastes a lot of money. And I think an effort to reduce the size and scope and reach of the federal government is encouraging. I would prefer to see it done more surgically with a scalpel instead of, you know, a hammer. But I think generally that's, you know, that's a plus.
Michael, any thoughts on that?
Well, it's a strategy. The strategy is to hit everything with a sledgehammer and let's see what survives and put what's necessary back together. The consequences of that are yet to be seen. I mean, we've seen the USAID program completely decimated, and it plays a huge role in world policy, et cetera. We're not going to feel the ramifications of that for a little while. And I think that people do appreciate that the fact that there may be waste inside of government. They just don't want to have to pay double for it after we blow it up.
What other things have hit you guys in the past few weeks now that we're a month into this administration? I'll start with you, John.
Well, I think my focus is kind of on the state of America's foreign policy and whether or not the United States is going to be strong in NATO, whether or not the United States is going to be continue to be an international leader on the world stage. And I think those questions are going to be answered. And I think they have major consequences.
And in terms of reaction by foreign leaders, is that one thing you're thinking about?
Well, just the role that America plays in the world. You know, I think this administration desires to shift our focus from Europe to Asia. And I think they make a valid point that China is clearly our most significant foe in the world. But I think it's a mistake to exit leadership in the European theater, especially given Putin's aggressiveness and designs. You know, Ukraine is one thing. Moldova, a non-NATO country to the south, it could be in Putin's design. And so, you know, those things matter.
Michael, something you're paying attention to?
Yeah, mine's more locally focused right now. Number one, I'm pleased that the Missouri legislature seems to be acting reasonably and working effectively. And then number two, as a Democrat who just went through a very stinging loss across the country, I'm kind of encouraged to see the backlash of what's happening to the progressive left inside the Democratic Party. It appears as though the Democratic Party is trying to address the direction it's going to go. And I'm hopeful, and it appears as though the momentum is headed towards fighting for basic government services and working families, as opposed to a lot of the progressive thought process, which has dominated the country for the last decade.
And finally, Michael, any thoughts on this judge ruling that allows abortions, at least temporarily, in Missouri?
The people have spoken on abortion in Missouri, and they spoke quite handily. And I would suspect we're going to continue to see legal challenges, continue to have chipping away at the abortion language in Missouri. But the general principle and the right to an abortion is legal, and it was just voted in by the people of the state of Missouri into the Constitution. And I think these court processes are just delays.
Michael Kelly and John Hancock, thanks, guys.
See you. Have a good one.
All right, take care. It is Total Information AM Sunday, 729. We will talk about your weather forecast coming up here in just a minute.